From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Wilson Sayre. South Florida is white hot with Miami heat fever, but Clayton Gutsmore, an FIU student from WLRN's radio class, introduces us to another Miami basketball team.
This is the usual sound you hear in a game of basketball. What's unusual is the shot was made from a wheelchair.
My name is Carlos Martinez. I play on shooting guard on number 3.
Carlos is one of the athletes of the Miami Heat Wheels, South Florida's wheelchair basketball team.
Basketball for me is everything I have right now. It's just that and my family. I was playing basketball before my accident, and as soon as I find out about the team, I say, if I can do it extendo, I can do it in the wheelchair too.
Several of the players say they're in wheelchairs because of acts of violence. For Martinez, it was a gunshot.
I was on the bank getting out money. I come to my car. And that's when I start on the stop sign, two people come out from the side and we gone and told me, give me everything I have. That's when I give it to them, they shot me.
I'm a victim of a gunshot wound back in Jersey. It was back in Jersey, May 27th, 2005, 11:33 p.m. I know the time because I called the cops.
Miami Heat was point guard Mario Morant.
Before my accident, I was a competitor. I played sports at a very high level. So, you know, after my accident, you know, like, I at the moment, I had that taken away from me. This sport saved my life from all the negativities, from all the problems I had in my life, and from all the dark times that I ever had, you know?
The team was founded in 1998 by Miami-Dade County and the Leisure Access Foundation, a nonprofit organization that helps get people with disabilities into sports. There are 165 teams in the National Wheelchair Basketball Association. The Heat Wheels are ranked number 1 in the Florida Conference and 8th in their division.
The game is very similar to the entertainment value of able-bodied basketball.
Lawrence Cartwright is the coach of the Miami Heat Wheels.
There is a teaching element that goes into wheelchair basketball. For instance, there is no double dribble, but there is traveling where you have to push the chair twice and put the ball on the ground before you push the chair a third time.
My first practice.
Eduardo Thompson is one of the players.
My balance is like I'm a T7.
Excuse me, what's a T7?
A T7 is like my injury level. Like when I got shot in the back, it's like directly hit me in my spine. So from my stomach on up, I have feeling. My stomach on down, I don't. So it's like I was kind of like a yo-yo. I was wobbling everywhere.
Let's go, guys.
The Heat Wheels training regimen is tough, and the players feel it everywhere.
Oh, my first practice was terrible.
Your forearms, your fingers, even your fingers go ahead.
I was sore for the first couple months.
I couldn't get up next morning.
Like, your hands get short. Like, I didn't know my fingers, my hands had muscles. Everything's going to hurt.
Coach Cartwright calls these guys heroic.
To be standing upright, and then your life changes in literally a millisecond. And to be able to persevere through that, just getting up every day. So to be an athlete on top of that is a great story.
I was so taken aback with how amazing the players were and how strong their stories were.
Shayna Allen and Mike Esposito are a pair of filmmakers doing a documentary on the Miami Heat Wheels called The Rebound.
I feel like a lot of people don't know about the sport of wheelchair basketball, and people look at able-bodied people, look at people with disabilities, like they're less than they are, and that they aren't able to do these things that they actually are able to do.
The Rebound is set to release this fall. I'm Clayton Gutsmore in Miami.
The Heat Wheels' next game is part of a fundraising tournament this Sunday at the Jewish Community Center in North Miami Beach. Clayton Gutsmore is an FIU student and produced this piece as part of a class at WLRN. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.